Hello, fellows. Welcome to Bees Radio. Hi.
Hello.
So today it is our first cultural trip on this radio, and this month we chose to explore Brazil street art. We are currently talking from the colorful Brazilian favelas in Rio de Janeiro.
If you don't know what a favela is yet, well, let me tell you. In Brazil, a favela is a slum, which is located within the larger cities, especially in Rio de Janeiro and São Paulo. Now, what is a slum? It is an overcrowded urban street or district inhabited by very poor people.
To summarize a little bit of the why and how of Brazilian favelas, most modern favelas appeared in the 1970s. Due to rural exodus and so, next to that, many Brazilians that were unable to find a place to live found themselves living in favelas. According to an analysis, 6% of Brazilians live in favelas.
In fact, favelas are well known for their street art, and the major part of their walls are covered with different sort of paintings, explosion of colors, and plenty of pieces of art made by many street artists.
Now, as we speak, we're working through the oldest favela, Morro da Providencia. This favela pays tribute to women thanks to the French street artist and photographer G.R. and his project Women Are Heroes. He realized that women were the primary victims in everyday life, so he went around and took pictures of women. He then printed the gigantic photos and pasted them on the walls.
Did you know that he's done the same thing in other countries?
To be honest with you, I found his art pieces rather disturbing. So no, I didn't know and I don't really care. According to me, eyes are really beautiful, but on people, not on buildings. It creeps me out. I don't want to stay here anymore. Let's just leave, please.
You're right. I feel like plenty of eyes are staring at me and studying every single move I make. In my opinion, it is a little bit intimidating, and I believe that it was made on purpose.
It's really disturbing. I feel like I just farted in public or something very shocking, and everyone's judging me.
Gio's graffiti was indeed very intriguing. Now, we are standing in front of a very colorful Michael Jackson's mural next to a small outdoor store selling Michael Jackson's t-shirts. We don't know the author of this masterpiece, but this is stunning. The portrait of Michael Jackson, which was made with geometric figures, is pretty accurate. I would even say perfect. And look at all these colors.
Oh, wow. Did you see at the top of the mural? It's written Neverland. I believe it was one of Michael Jackson's houses.
Yes, you're right, Sam. And beyond the listeners, if there are any Michael Jackson fans, as I am, they know that the clip for the song They Don't Care About Us was shot in Brazilian favelas. So what do you guys think about this piece of art?
Oh, I like this one. Well, at first, I thought it was a stamp of Michael Jackson, but you thought it was a carpet. Let's say it's a stamp, but as I love Michael Jackson, I ought to like this mural.
It is true. I even thought it was a carpet. And you, Max?
I think this mural looks like the real MG. And it makes me think about Mona Lisa because of the position of MG in the background. I really like this piece of art, even if I'm not a big fan of Michael Jackson.
You're right. It does look like the Mona Lisa, now that you say it.
Look at this wall. There is a mural that represents a man on a blue and green bicycle, and he is wearing red trousers and blue shorts. It's refreshing to see such colorful painting on a gray wall.
I believe that there are plenty of kids that live in favelas and that are not in the best conditions, so the person on this graffiti looks quite like a cartoon character. And when a kid sees that on a grayish wall, maybe that it will make their day better, I don't know.
Oh, I don't really get what it could be because I'm not really into art. But the man looks happy on his bike and I like his glasses. That's all that matters to me. Well, I guess that's everything. It was a pleasure to walk under the heat with you guys.
Thank you for following us through this interesting walk in favelas. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did.